Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right, now this is a conversation for girls. Now, maybe guys can, have an opinion on it, but guys usually don't cry very much. They always talk about how, you know, you can ask, we've asked Jeff, we've asked Burt in the past, how many times in your life have you cried? And it's almost like a handful of times, where a woman can cry a handful of times in a day. So
this is fascinating because you talk about the crying being like a cleansing thing,
yes.
like where there might not be anything sad or upsetting,
correct.
But just 100 little things, and you're like, you know what? I'm just stressed.
Correct. That is absolutely correct.
It's
I think a lot of times guys mistake that for weakness, but that's how we can handle things is by crying. And so last night I told these guys when I came in, and I didn't have to tell them because it's evident, I had a good cry last night. So it was one of those that there's so many things going on at the time, so I couldn't, it was not tears about one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, I am assuming that a lot of it stemmed from the fact that I'm frustrated that I don't feel good. You know, like I've talked about how I've battled this ear infection for the past 6 weeks. Before that, I had broken my ankle and was around on a cast for 3 months. So since September, I have not been 100%. And I think maybe last night it was just at the boiling point that I had to get it out. And so I had a good cry last night. And a lot of times for women, if you don't feel good, and again, Wendy and I joked, I have to check the calendar to see if the hormones added to it.
Oh, trust me.
You know,
always throws you over the top.
Yeah, but it was a hard...
By the way, I also need to watch the Super Bowl somewhere this weekend to regain some masculinity. Because this is the second time today we've had this conversation. Go ahead, girls.
Anyway, so, but let me give the phone number at 404-741-Q100 because I do need... Swollen Eye Remedies, because the good cry last night was a good heart. I mean, it started off as tear, and then a little more tears, and then I need a Kleenex to wipe it off, and then I just let it go. I mean, I had a good hard cry. So I think...
And those don't come as often. Women cry,
correct.
And we have like
right.
a little cry, but like the really hard ones where it's for a while.
Yes. I don't know the last time I did that.
Let it just be overwhelming.
Right. It was it's just one of those.
Usually those are after like a huge breakup, like where you just put yourself to sleep crying and you're like in sweatpants for 2 weeks and that whole thing.
Right.
But yeah, when you just get overwhelmed and let it go,
yeah,
your eyes get swollen shut.
Yes. And so I said last night that I thought that my mistake was this happened right before I went to bed. And then I went to bed, because I know for me, if I cry and I don't let myself stay vertical, you know, for gravity to help with the swelling, and I lay down, I mean, I actually put like a cold cloth on my eyes and put a little ice on my eyes before I went to bed thinking that would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up this morning. And
I'll go one step further than talking about guys crying.
Yeah.
I don't ever recall ever crying to the point where it's affected my eyes, like being swollen or anything.
Really?
To that length.
Wow.
I don't think so.
Really?
A good cry, you need a good nap right afterwards, or you need just to go to bed.
You sleep heavy. But yeah, I woke up this morning, and it was one of those things, like I woke up on my eyes, and I blinked a little bit, and I thought, well, they do feel a little funny, but I think they're okay. Like, I fooled myself into thinking they're okay. So, because especially...
I can see!
I could open them. But the remedy, though, of course, comes with the fact I knew I had to go to work this morning. So I got up, and I went to the bathroom, and I was shocked at what I saw, because I think that it is the worst swelling I've ever had after a cry. Because, sometimes I can get in the shower, or in an hour or two, it'll be fine. But I'm in a ball cap where the bill is, like, over my eyes, so the shadows cover my eyes, because it is that bad. I went to the bathroom not too long ago, and it's still...
check them out, the poofiness.
Yes. And so this morning I thought, one of my first thoughts was, I wish I knew a remedy that I could at least, you know, curb it a little bit, because it looked so bad. Like, Katie actually got up to go get a drink of water I guess because the dogs made noise and woke her up. And then when she came back down the hall, I said, do you want to see my eyes? And she came in and she looked at him and she said, I've never seen him look like that. And then she said, do you want me to go slice you some cucumbers?
Aww. Cucumbers do work, but you've got to be able to lay still with the cucumbers. Like if you put the cucumbers on your eyes and then like a cold, wet washcloth to kind of push them down, that definitely helps. But you got to be able to lay down flat for however long.
Yeah. And that's why
you don't have that time before work in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't do that at your office.
So, yeah. So basically, my question is, I mean, I know, long story short, too late, is that I do need a remedy for what I can put in my pantry in the bathroom in case this ever happens again.
Quick fix.
Yeah.
Yeah, like some sort of cream or some sort of...
Because I thought if I was a TV personality, I'd have to call in sick.
No, you couldn't go
to
work.
I could not go to work. Mm-hmm. I don't see how TV people do it.
They don't.
Women in TV, they have to cry, right?
I think, I don't know.
They get to the point where they don't.
I think they cut off a lot of that. Anyway, that's just my perception.
For survival.
You know what? We should ask Karen and Jill about it.
Yes, we'll ask Karen and Jill.
Next time you
do
Skype, you got to put that as your topic and ask them.
Hey, Cheryl.
Jeff.
Welcome to The View. This is Delilah.
I get 3 o'clock in the morning, have to be at work by 9, and I have those swollen eyes. My remedy is if you get up in the morning, I've got a coffee filter. My coffee pot is set automatically. It starts to brew. As soon as it's done, my alarm goes off. I go in there, grab the filter with the coffee grind still in it, set it on my eyes. It takes the swelling out of your eyes. Plus, if you're ever going out and you've got a bikini thing that you got to go, you got a little bit of cellulite problem, you can even lay the coffee grinds in the filter on that, and it decreases any puffiness or swelling.
Really? Oh, yeah, man, that would have been great this morning. I had that.
So you have to hold up the coffee filter with the grinds in it and put that on the place that's swollen.
That's what she's saying.
That's good. That's awesome. I wonder if that works for acne bumps, too.
I don't know.
Hey, Tracy, welcome to the show.
Hi. I don't know if this should be part of the Am I Normal segment.
Okay.
But Preparation H.
I thought of that. I've heard that before.
Do you really put that near your eyes?
No, you don't. You just put it like on the top of your eyelid, but you don't want to put it too close to your eyelash so that eventually, and you don't put that much.
Okay.
You don't need that much. Just a little dab. Just kind of, you can actually just, you know, smooth it out on your fingers.
Okay.
And then just kind of put it on your lids. And it does, it works.
Okay. I'm going to have to go get some and put that in the
closet. But you got to go easy on that application.
You don't want that in your eyeball.
You don't want that to get on your eyelashes and then get into your eyes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But just do it on the lid just a little bit and just rub it in really good.
Do you do it?
You'll notice the difference.
Do you do it underneath for the bags as well?
I've never done it underneath. I know I've done it because typically if I cry, my top lids are the issues.
Yeah, okay.
The really swollen one, so I've never done it underneath. But I mean, I can't imagine why you can't do it. But just don't put it near the lining of your eye.
Right. I described myself to these guys this morning as Rocky after a fight. I mean, my eyes literally top, bottom, side, like. In my nose area, right there at the corner of my eye, that swelled this morning. I look horrible.
You cry pretty though. I cry real ugly.
You've never seen me cry that hard.
Is there
anybody? I haven't seen you cry that hard, but I've seen you cry before, and you cry pretty. So just know that while you're crying, you look pretty. It's just afterwards you got to fix.
When we finish this, can we?
I got the whole thing ugly. I got the whole ugly cry thing.
Aww.
Like we were talking to Joanna earlier, and producer Joanna says she cries. I'm like, yeah, but you cry pretty, like one of those Hispanic soap operas.
And she's just dabbing.
Where
her.
It's just like a little, you know, a little tear.
One little
my
shiny
face
tear.
Is like splotchy, red, swollen. My nose is like Rudolph, like
so you can't go on The Bachelor.
No, oh my god, never. I could never go on one of those shows because they would give me enough wine to make me cry, and I would be like the ugly crier is what they would have up there, like as my name.
Hey, Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Hey, Melissa, yes. I have this problem every single time I cry, and that's of course every day with me sometimes. What I do, I take 5 minutes, and if you go get some green tea bags and wet them with cool water, take 5 minutes, put them on your eyes, and then it goes away within 5 minutes.
And use cool water on that.
Yeah, cool water, just get them a little bit cool. I actually read about this in Cosmo. Some like makeup person said that to do it like any kind of swelling with your eyes, and I've done it ever since. It works every time.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And we're not laughing at you. We're like, what are you all laughing at? Drinking the tea afterwards or something?
No.
Oh, you're just talking about
something.
Tea bagging.
Tea bagging.
I didn't catch it. Anyway.
After this,
yeah,
can
not,
we?
You know what? I'm not putting that on my eye. I can tell you that.
If it works,
I don't give a damn how swollen they are. They ain't going nowhere near my eye. I do want to say, and I got an email. Jeff is so uncomfortable.
I know. Can we look for things that will reduce my growing vagina after this segment?
I got
some sort of cream or salve or surgery or anything?
I got an email from a listener who said that Mary Kay actually sells a product called Indulging Soothing Eye Gel. For
you
this very
get
purpose.
That. It doesn't even matter how expensive it is.
Yeah. You gotta
take out a loan and buy it.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
How are
Hi.
You?
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing much. Mayonnaise works very well for swollen eyes.
Really?
Oh.
What
yes,
do you, isn't it oily?
From the fridge.
So wait, so you put it on there for how long and then you gotta wash it off, obviously. It doesn't sink in.
No, probably about 5-10 minutes. My mom used to do it with me when I was younger. I got stung by a bee and found out that I was allergic to them,
uh-huh.
and my eyes swelled shut. And the next day at school was picture day.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah.
So she put...
Oops, I just disconnected
Jeff.
Her.
Jeff.
Sorry.
Eyebrow.
Uh-huh.
And 10 minutes, it was gone.
Really? Okay. Cold 10 mayonnaise.
10 minutes, cold mayo, and wash it off.
Cold
I
mayo.
Like that.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Thank you so much.
Everybody's got a jar
See,
of mayo.
See, I had mayonnaise this morning. I may have had green tea bags somewhere. And the coffee filters. I saw.
If you came, if you came in smelling like green tea, mayonnaise, and
coffee.
Leah here is saying the cucumbers, I would have gotten hungry.
This is The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.